This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New York City police are out this morning making sure New Year's Eve merrymakers don't gather in Times Square. The coronavirus has killed more than 1.8 million people in this pandemic year.
The arrival of 2021 may be the most welcomed new year in generations after a pandemic-plagued 2020, but the changing of the calendar doesn't end the scourge. Traditional New Year's Eve celebrations are being canceled across the globe in hopes of limiting the spread of COVID-19. The annual celebration in New York's Times Square is off, fireworks in Las Vegas canceled. And for those thinking a flip of the calendar ends the pandemic, Dr. Anthony Fauci cautioned Wednesday, even with vaccinations, a return to normal will take time.
I believe if we do it correctly, we will be there by the early fall.
I'm Mike Gracia.
Many Americans are now starting to see those $600 COVID-19 relief checks in their bank accounts, direct deposited by Washington. But the boost to $2,000 appears to be pretty much dead in the Senate. Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania.
We know for a fact that the large majority of those checks are going to go to people who had no lost income. How does that make any sense at all?
But top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Republicans should stop blocking a vote.
Yes or no? Up or down? Do you support sending $2,000 to the American people or not?
Federal authorities are investigating after an employee at a Wisconsin health system reportedly admitted deliberately ruining 500 doses of coronavirus vaccine. The Aurora Medical Center says it's fired the employee. Police in Minneapolis say they'll release body camera video today from a traffic stop that ended with a man shot dead. This is AP News. We're learning the Census Bureau is missing something. The AP's Ben Thomas has the latest on this story.
The Census Bureau is about to miss a year-end deadline for handing in numbers used for divvying up congressional seats. A census official not authorized to speak publicly on the matter confirmed the delay to the Associated Press. If the figures aren't turned in before President-elect Joe Biden takes office, it could undermine President Trump's efforts to exclude people in the country illegally from the count, allowing Biden to rescind Trump's presidential memorandum on the matter. It will be the first time the December 31st target date has been missed since Congress set the deadline more than four decades ago. Documents obtained by a House committee show Census Bureau officials don't see the apportionment numbers being ready until after Biden's January 20th inauguration. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This message comes from Capital One Commercial Bank. Your business requires commercial banking solutions that prioritize your long-term success. With Capital One, get a full suite of financial products and services tailored to meet your needs today and goals for tomorrow. Learn more at capital.one/commercial. Member FDIC.